Welcome to the IELTS Language Lab, brought to you by Peter Travis from IELTSspeaking.co.uk. In this episode, we're going to listen to Andrea, who tried one of the free Part 2 practice tests we've published on the IELTS Speaking website. The task was Speaking Practice 7. Describe your ideal job. You should say what this job is, whether you would need any qualifications, whether it would be easy to find work, and say why you would enjoy this job in particular. The first time you listen, decide if Andrea answers the question appropriately.
Well, my ideal job, I don't really know what this job is. I don't even know if it exists. But I don't want to be stuck behind a desk, and I don't want to work full time, so it will have to be like a free job, I don't know, a part-time job that I don't actually need it to be sit on a desk working at an office. I would like to work in free spaces, and I would like to be creative, to use my creativity to do something, maybe a manual work, but I don't really know. I only would need to be creative and to get along with people well, and I don't think it would be easy to find this work because I don't even know if it exists. I am actually looking for it, and when I found out what job it is, believe me, I will try everything I can to get it.
Assessment. Andrea responded to the task appropriately, but her answer was rather short, and she could have spent a little longer on the subject. She could have developed her answer by speculating on a particular area of work that appeals to her, such as marketing, design, photography, and saying why that kind of job would suit her. Candidates don't have to answer all parts of the task, but making notes against each point during her preparation time could have helped her to extend her answer. See the transcript of this podcast for an example. Now listen a second time. How well do you think Andrea used the IELTS assessment criteria? Grammatical range and accuracy, lexical resource or vocabulary, fluency and coherence, and pronunciation.
Well, my ideal job, I don't really know what this job is. I don't even know if it exists, but I don't want to be stuck behind a desk, and I don't want to work full time, so it will have to be like a free job, I don't know, a part-time job that I don't actually need it to be sit on a desk working at an office. I would like to work in free spaces, and I would like to be creative, to use my creativity to do something, maybe a manual work, but I don't really know. I only would need to be creative and to get along with people well, and I don't think it would be easy to find this work because I don't even know if it exists. I am actually looking for it, and when I found out what job it is, believe me, I will try everything I can to get it.
Feedback. Grammatical range and accuracy. Andrea's use of English was good. The task requires the candidate to imagine or speculate, and there were several examples of where Andrea did this accurately. For example,
it will have to be like a free job. I would like to work in free spaces, and I would like to be creative, to use my creativity.
Andrea also finished with a well-formed statement.
I am actually looking for it, and when I found out what job it is, believe me, I will try everything I can to get it.
There were a couple of mistakes during her talk. Can you spot what they are in these extracts?
That I don't actually need it to be sit on a desk working at an office. Maybe a manual work.
In the first extract, there were a couple of incorrect prepositions and a wrong verb. It should be something like, I don't actually want to be sat at a desk working in an office. The second extract should be maybe manual work. The indefinite article shouldn't be used as work is uncountable. Lexical resource. Andrea had a good range of topic vocabulary using expressions such as full-time, part-time, manual work, stuck behind a desk, and to get along with people. Andrea also showed she was able to use different forms of words accurately, such as creative and creativity. Fluency and coherence. Andrea's fluency was very good. She used the informal pronunciation wanna instead of want to, and this is used by fluent speakers all the time in casual, informal conversation. However, it's questionable whether it's a good idea to use it in a more formal context, such as in an exam or a job interview. Speakers tend to regulate their speech depending upon the situation they're in, and it might be a good idea to use the full form instead. Pronunciation. Andrea's pronunciation was quite clear, and listeners should have little difficulty understanding her. That's the end of this lesson. Over to you. Why don't you describe your ideal job in the practice test, or leave a comment in the comment box below.